Shalom to all. Today's officer Shami Ola Daf Chaf Aleph, and we are starting Chaf Amud Beis with the last two words on the line, Mapligin, and the Vilnitzer stuff. It's all the way at the end of Yoram and Beis. And today's daf is sponsored by Lili Nishmas, Marsh Miriam Sarah Basav Yaakov Moshe, her Nishama should have an Aliyah. Now we conclude somewhere in the beginning of the discussion. We have a three of Machlekes in the Mishnah of whether or not one could be Mitzarif, two different types of Isser, namely Arla and Kila HaKerem. So Tanakama, who's Rav Meir, says yes for both Isser and Nisinas Tam. Rav Shimon says no to both, and Rav Elazar says yes to Nisinas Tam, but no to Isser. So the Gemara asks Mapligin, in what case are they arguing? And before we answer that, just pay attention to all the gears changes we're going to be having in the upcoming Amar and Bid of Gemara. And here comes the answer: Shenaflu Shlashes Kavin Arla Ushlashes Kavin Shal Kilei HaKerem Ka'achas. It's talking about where three kav of Arla and three kav of Kilei HaKerem fell into 100 saw of Heter at the same time. Now, three kav in 100 saw is a ratio of 1 to 200, which means that each category has Bittul on its own, but together there isn't enough here for Bittul. And so this is the case where they're arguing. The Tanakama holds that there's Tziruf, thereby asering this mixture, whereas both Reb Shimon and Reb Elazar hold that there's no Tziruf, allowing for this double Bittul, if you will. Each category, namely the Arla and the Kalayim, are batal on their own in this 100 saw of Heter. Avol continues the Gemara. Nafu shleshes kabin Arla. If three kav of Arla fall in, va'achar kach shleshes kabin va'oy shel kilei HaKerem, and then afterwards three kavin and a little bit of Kalayim fall in, mutter, this whole mixture is mutter. And that's because va'oy, batal b'shleshes kabin, the va'oy that we had just said, three kavin and va'oy, three kavin and a little bit, so that little bit is batal in the three kav of Arla that had just fallen in a couple minutes ago, and shleshes kabin b'tel b'meya, the three kav of Kalayim that just fell in, that's batal in the 100. And this is something that everybody agrees to. Again, what happened over here? Three kav of Arla fell in. Well, three kav to 100 saw is 1 to 200. And so now we have 100 saw and three kav of Heter. And so now when three kav and a little bit of another type of Isser falls in, the three kav is batal in the 100 saw. And that little bit extra of the three kav is batal in the three kav of Arla that had previously fallen in. But now we ask about the following scenario. Naflu shleshes kav and Arla, three kav of Arla fall in, v'chazru v'naflu od shleshes kav and Arla, and then afterwards, a little bit later, another three kav of Arla fall in. Give the next four words and instead insert the word Mahu. What's the din over here? There's two ways of looking at this. Either we could look at it as follows: either it's viewed like the first case that we mentioned, because on one hand, this is all the same category. It's Arla and then Arla. Even though it fell bazach arzeh, we view it just like three kav of Arla and three kav of Kalayim falling at the same time, and then it would be subject to the machlokes Tanakama versus Reb Shimon Reb Elazar, as we had mentioned in the beginning. Or here's the other way of looking at it. Perhaps it's like the second case that we mentioned, where the first amount that fell in is batal, allowing the next amount that falls in to be batal as well. I wouldn't have an answer to this. We continue discussing. It's obvious that if you had a yediyah, that matters. Meaning the previously mentioned case of three kav of Arla falling in, and then a little bit later, another three kav of Arla falling in, if he had a yediyah, he knew about it in between, so then there's going to be batal. Let's just give a timeline to this. 9 o'clock in the morning, for example, three kav of Arla fall into 100 saw. And he knows about that. It could be he watched it fall in. So of course there's bittul over there. And then at 10 o'clock in the morning, another three kav of Arla fall in. There's bittul as well, because since he knew about the first one falling in and there was bittul right away, so we'll say bittul on the next one as well. And our whole question is if he didn't have this yediyah. Now what about the following yediyahs chaveiro masha tetiroi? What about if his friend knew about it? Is that going to be matter? Hey chavida, what's the case? Hula yadaba, chaveiro yadaba. He didn't know about the first one falling in, but his friend knew about it. Is that considered a yediyah and there's going to be bittul, or no? Here we have another question. Yediyas safek maushitatar ki yediyas vadai. Let's say he has yediyah, but it's only considered safek. Is that going to matter like yediyah vadai? And once again, the Gemara asks, hey chavida, what's this scenario? Here's an example. He had two boxes in front of him. Achas yesh b'masayim, achas ein b'masayim. One of them had 200, and one of them did not have 200 of heter. Nafla saw arla. That's a proper girsel. Achas mehen. A saw of arla fell into one of them. The ein yedul is mehen nafla, and he doesn't know which one it fell into. Did it fall into one that has 200? Well, then there's betel. Or did it fall into one that is less than 200? Then there's no betel. And then va'achakach nafla b'shnia. Afterwards, a second falling happened, meaning another saw of arla fell in. And then what did he do? Madada. He measured one of the bins. He found 202. And so it's obviously based off of his measurement that both of these individual saws of Arla which had fallen in had landed in this one that he just measured and not the other one. And that means that the first saw that had fallen in landed into 200. And of course, the next saw that fell in landed in 201, making it a total of 202. If you want to say that his suffik yediyah, meaning he knew that something fell in, he just didn't know where it fell in, that's considered like a vadai. So in Arla, there's betel. Whereas in Tamar, any yediyah suffik yediyah vadai, if you want to say that having a suffik yediyah is not like a vadai yediyah, in Arla, so then it's not batal. Now here we have another case of suffik, but with one box, not with two. Let's say he had one box. It's a suffik whether or not there was even 200 of heter in here in the first place. Chafez went off on the top. Nafla saw Arla l'saicha. That's the proper girsa. Arsa, a Sav Arla fell into it. And so obviously we have a Suffolk, even though we know for sure that a Sav Arla fell in, our Suffolk is, we don't know for sure if there's 200 to be Mabatal it. Or alternatively, the case could be as follows. We know for sure that the box has 200, but V'ein Yadua Im Naflam Loi Nafla, we don't know if something fell in or not. And then V'achakach Nafla Shnia, afterwards there was a second falling, and then he measured the box and he found 202. And so retroactively, it's obvious that there was 200 in here in the first place, or that something did fall in that first time. And once again, we have the same thing. Intem Yadia, Suffolk Yadia, Zvadai. If you want to say that a Suffolk Yadia is just like a Vadai Yadia, Oilas, then there is Betel. Whereas Intem or Ein Yadia, Suffolk Yadia, Zvadai. If you want to say that Yadia, Suffolk is not like Yadia, Zvadai, Ein Oilas, then there's no Betel. And we do not have an answer to this question. We're going to stop for the day and pick up tomorrow with Halacha Biz, continue to discuss Betel. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.